Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Order Without Design: How Markets Shape Cities is a nonfiction work of urban economics and planning by Alain Berteau, a longtime urban planner with experience at the World Bank and in many cities across the world. The book argues that cities are best understood not as objects to be fully designed from above, but as evolving systems shaped by land markets, labor markets, infrastructure, and regulations. Berteau's purpose is to show that many common planning habits rely too much on abstract ideals and too little on measurable economic effects. He uses comparative examples from different countries and planning regimes to explain why mobility, affordability, density, and access to jobs matter so much in urban life. The result is both a critique of top-down planning and a practical case for combining urban planning with economic analysis. It is aimed at readers who want to understand how cities actually function, not just how they are imagined to function. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cities as labor markets rather than fixed design objects. The book's central idea is that a city is above all a labor market. People move within it primarily to reach work, and the scale and efficiency of that labor market strongly affect productivity, wages, and opportunity. This shifts the focus away from visual form or architectural order and toward access, connectivity, and the ease with which workers and firms can match with one another. Berteau treats urban space as an economic system in which land use, transportation, and job concentration interact continuously. That perspective is important because it explains why a city can look orderly on a map yet still perform poorly if commuting is slow or labor is trapped in fragmented districts. By framing cities in economic terms, the book challenges planning approaches that emphasize appearance or fixed plans more than actual movement of people and jobs. It also helps explain why some cities grow dynamically while others become constrained by spatial rules that limit labor market access. Secondly, why land markets and housing prices shape urban form. Berteau gives major attention to land markets because they determine where people can live, how dense neighborhoods become, and how cities expand over time. Instead of treating land use as a purely technical zoning problem, he shows that prices and scarcity convey information about demand, accessibility, and desirability. When land markets are allowed to function, they help allocate space to the activities that value it most, while also revealing where infrastructure investment is most needed. The book argues that attempts to suppress or override these signals often create shortages, long commutes, or inefficient land use. Housing affordability is therefore not a side issue, but a direct outcome of the relationship between land supply, regulation, and access to jobs. Berteau also shows that density is not inherently good or bad. It depends on whether it supports access and mobility. This makes the discussion more nuanced than simple pro-density or anti-density arguments, because the real question is how land prices and regulations shape the city's ability to absorb growth without excluding large parts of the population. Thirdly, infrastructure as the physical framework that enables market coordination. A recurring argument in the book is that infrastructure and markets are complementary rather than opposing forces. Markets alone cannot make a city work if roads, transit, utilities, and other networks do not allow people and firms to connect efficiently. At the same time, infrastructure should not be designed in isolation from market behavior, because oversized or badly placed projects can waste resources if they do not match actual patterns of demand. Berteau therefore treats infrastructure as the physical framework within which urban economic life takes place. Good infrastructure expands the effective size of the labor market by reducing travel times and widening access to opportunities. Poor infrastructure does the opposite, fragmenting the city and making mobility expensive. This is one reason he insists that planners and economists should work together. Planners understand the spatial and technical side of urban form, while economists can help test whether a project actually improves welfare relative to its cost. The book's practical message is that infrastructure should be evaluated by how well it supports everyday urban functioning, not by whether it fits a preconceived image of the city. Fourthly, the limits of top-down planning and the critique of overregulation. Berteau is sharply critical of planning systems that try to redesign cities through rigid regulation rather than address specific failures. He argues that many zoning rules, land use controls, and design requirements are presented as socially beneficial but often conceal weak accountability because they use broad ideals instead of measurable outcomes. His critique is not that all regulation is harmful, but that regulation should be judged by clear costs and benefits. When planners impose rules without understanding market consequences, they may reduce housing supply, increase travel distances, or force development into inefficient patterns. The book uses historical and international comparisons to show how systems with weak or absent land markets can generate waste and underuse, while highly restrictive planning can also distort urban growth. This topic makes the book more than a defense of markets alone. It is a warning that good intentions are not enough. Effective planning must be modest, empirical, and focused on correcting concrete externalities rather than trying to impose a complete urban ideal from above. Lastly, a practical case for collaboration between urban planners and economists. One of the book's most distinctive contributions is its call for a working partnership between urban planners and economists. Bertaux does not argue that planning should be abandoned. Instead, he argues that planning becomes more effective when it is informed by economic reasoning and tested against measurable outcomes. Economists can help assess whether a regulation, street design, or infrastructure project produces benefits that justify its cost. Planners, meanwhile, contribute knowledge of land use, technical constraints, and the realities of implementation. This collaboration matters because urban decisions are often made quickly and have lasting effects on access, affordability, and mobility. The book, therefore, proposes a more disciplined form of planning, one that preserves the planner's practical role, but subjects decisions to evidence rather than slogans. This makes the book especially relevant to professionals who must reconcile politics, design, and fiscal limits. It also distinguishes Bertaux from writers who simply criticize planning. He offers a workable institutional direction in which urban policy is judged by its effects on city performance and residents' welfare. In conclusion, Order Without Design is best suited to readers who want a serious, non-ideological account of how cities function. Urban planners, architects, policymakers, housing analysts, economists, and informed general readers will all find value in its emphasis on practical consequences rather than planning rhetoric. Its strongest benefit is that it gives a clear framework for thinking about urban growth. Cities are shaped by land markets, labor access, infrastructure, and regulation, and each of these can be evaluated in terms of measurable outcomes. Compared with many books on urbanism, it is more grounded in operational experience and less interested in abstract theory for its own sake. Compared with purely market-driven manifestos, it is more attentive to the need for infrastructure and public coordination. That balance is what makes the book stand out. It does not simply defend markets or attack planning. It argues that cities work best when planners understand economic incentives and when regulations are tested against real costs and benefits. For readers trying to understand why some cities remain open and productive while others become constrained, this book offers a rigorous and unusually practical lens. If you would like to support Alain Bertaux, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.